From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey is claimed to have killed 260 Syrian Kurdish and Islamic State fighters in a four-day offensive in northwest Afrin province to clear the Turkish frontier of a security threat. The sound of Kurdish fighters exchanging fire with Turkish forces. President Donald Trump is expected to express U.S. concern about Operation Olive Branch in a phone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At the State Department, spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conveyed his alarm to the Turkish foreign minister.
The secretary has been frank and has been clear, and I think that's evident in the fact that he's had at least three conversations with him, in addition, negotiations and conversations that our embassy officials may be having as well. So I think that shows the level of concern.
However, Nauert said the U.S., a NATO ally, understands Ankara's security concerns.
As much as we are concerned about destabilizing activities in northwestern Syria, we fully understand Turkey's concerns about different terrorist organizations.
The U.S. has urged Turkey to limit the operation. Ankara has said it will be short-lived. The main objective appears to be to neutralize the so-called YPG Kurdish militia. Ankara insists they're terrorist allies of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. In the eastern Libyan city Benghazi, the death toll is nearly 30, with dozens wounded following a double car bombing Tuesday. The first blast occurred outside a mosque. A second blast tore through people, including security personnel, who had congregated after the first blast. It's not clear who was responsible. Forces loyal to renegade General Khalifa Haftar took control of the city from Islamist militia in July. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has told Reuters the Trump administration's strategy to advance Israeli-Palestinian peace will be unveiled hopefully this year if the Palestinians return to the negotiating table. The peace process has been stalemated since 2014. Pence said the White House has been working with its partners in the region to see if a framework for peace is possible. Regional analyst Russell Stone, professor emeritus of American University, said he has no idea what's in it.
It seems to be a kind of a phantom peace plan. What Vice President Pence has dangled is, of course, the prospect of revealing it once the parties to the dispute say they're willing to enter in negotiations. So it's really a two-step process before we'll ever know what's in the peace plan.
Hanan Hishrawi of the Palestine Liberation Organization said the Trump administration has dealt a death blow to any prospect for peace after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking in Paris, said Syria may still be using chemical weapons against its own people after rescue workers accused Damascus of using chlorine gas in the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta.
Only yesterday, more than 20 civilians, most of them children, were victims of an apparent chlorine gas attack. The recent attacks in East Ghouta raise serious concerns that Bashar al-Assad's Syrian regime may be continuing its use of chemical weapons against its own people.
He accused Russia of complicity since Moscow intervened on the side of Syria in 2015. Venezuela's Constituent Assembly announced elections will be held by the end of April. President Nicolas Maduro expected to seek re-election but remains deeply unpopular as the economy of the country collapses. Tulane University Venezuela specialist David Smild said the assembly violated electoral law by setting the time frame.
They almost always take place in December. In 2012, they were moved up to October, and they've never taken place in the first semester. But I think, constitutionally, it can happen any time this year. But the electoral law says that there should be 6 months of advance notice, so they're clearly violating that law.
Critics fear a fraudulent outcome as Mr. Maduro controls the country's political machinery and commands a core of supporters, while the opposition remains divided. The U.N. has accused Congolese security forces of targeting U.N. monitors during clashes Sunday with anti-government protesters. At least six people were killed, dozens wounded, including one U.N. rights monitor. South African anti-apartheid activist and the ex-wife of the late President Nelson Mandela has been hospitalized with a kidney infection. However, 81-year-old Winnie Monakazela Mandela expected to make a full recovery. President Donald Trump will roll out the red carpet for the first time in late April for a state visit by his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.